Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the GTC Q1 2016 results conference call. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you can press star one on your telephone keypad. I must advise you all that this conference call is being recorded today. I'd now like to hand over the conference to your speaker, Małgorzata Czaplicka. Please go ahead, madam.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's very nice to talk to you on our Q1 results. As usual, the presentation will be conducted by Thomas Kurtzman, the CEO, and Erez Boniel, the CFO. I will pass the floor to Thomas for his introduction. Thank you.
Yeah, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Q1 2016 presentation of the result. Let me start with the key highlights of the first quarter this year. We're doing already some acquisitions early this year. The Pixel office building in Poznań could be acquired and refinanced. This will provide to GTC a very long, more than 9 years, stable cash flow. Based on a very attractive refinancing rates we could achieve, gives us a very interesting return on the equity on this project. We also could complete acquisition for a land plot for development in Budapest, which is at the moment one of the most interesting office markets in Europe. A fantastic land plot directly located on a subway station on Váci úd. In a couple of days, we will complete the zoning discussion with the city, and we'll start design works on this land, which will give us a lot of fantastic office space further on to start pre-leasing. We have, at the moment, 90,000 square meter net leasable area under construction. The biggest project in Warsaw, Galeria Północna, with more than 60,000 square meters, and an office building in Łódź, Poland, with 19,000 square meters, which will be completed in the second quarter this year. We have the second phase of office park in Belgrade under construction, and soon we will start also the third phase. We do have another, on top of that, another 126,000 square meter NLA in advanced pre-construction and planning phase, which is granting a lot of new developments for the next couple of years to come to continue our way to grow the company. We have been very successful on leasing retail and office space already in the first quarter this year. 25,500 square meters together could be leased and renewed with tenants in the group. The biggest deal, of course, was in Bucharest, where we could complete and sign a 13,000 sq m with Rom Telecom staying in our project Citygate. All over, in average, the occupancy level could be kept at 92%, which is very impressive to us because when we acquired Duna Towers just before Christmas last year, this building had some vacancy because it was out of a special situation and out of a foreclosure with a bank, and it had only 75% occupancy. Still, in average, we could keep the total group occupancy at 92%. The financial highlights are profit before tax, 19 million, revaluation gain of 7 million net. The FFO improved heavily to 11 million euro the first quarter. The net loan-to-value is a bit up to 43.2%, mostly because of leveraging and refinancing some of the assets higher than average leverage in our portfolio, and of changing cash into property by acquisitions. The EPRA NAV is increased to 797 million, which makes 1.73 euros per share. execution of the growth strategy on page four of the presentation. We invested on gross asset value base since we raised fresh capital last year in October, 128 million euros. Out of this, we used about 98.5 million equity, and we expect during the next two quarters to refinance some of the acquisitions to free up again about 48 million, which is on the last line expected loans in future to be able to continue our acquisition and development program. On the portfolio overview, we can see no big changes to the last quarter. Poland is still dominating with 42%. Bucharest with 14%, Zagreb 9%, unchanged. Budapest a little bit up because of Dunatower with 19%, and Belgrade 11% and 55 million still in Bulgaria. We have 87% of our total gross asset value income generating. 56% is office and 22% retail. We have 10% of our total portfolio under construction, and this value is of course growing quarter by quarter by the progress of leasing and construction. We do have 5% of our gross asset value under planning stage, another 4% land bank and non-core only 3%, and we expect in the first half of this year to reduce the non-core part of the portfolio significantly. The asset split of income producing assets is at 28% retail, 72% office, and as the building process will continue and grow in Północna, of course, the retail and the retail part of the portfolio will also grow a little bit more. We give a little forecast on the portfolio allocation per country by taking into consideration the let's say acquisitions and completions in April this year after the first quarter. There will be, and we already completed University Business Park in Łódź, the building B. The tenants moved in, but this happened in the second quarter only, therefore it was not shown in the first quarter numbers. 19,200 square meters completed. We could complete acquisition of the two prime location office buildings in Bucharest together 15,000 square meters. Therefore, we see now Romania growing to 60% of the total income producing portfolio. Poland is at 41%. All in all, we show that basically by doing completion of developments and acquisitions, we keep the portfolio allocation about at the same level as it has been so far. For operation and financial highlights, I hand over to Erich Spohnier.
Good afternoon. I'll start with the financial highlights on page nine. As can be seen, the NOI reached 21 million in Q1 2016 versus 20 million in Q1 2015. This is an improvement that stems from the fact that we bought several buildings at the end of 2015 and the beginning of 2016. These buildings will generate full income in the quarters to come. The improvement right now is relatively moderate, but we expect it to intensify. At the same time, we report about increase in FFO by 2 million. That's about 20% increase versus Q1 2015. This improvement is due to the saving in financial costs as well as the increase in NOI. The total property increased due to the acquisitions that we've made, but also thanks to the investment in projects under construction. Among them is Galeria Północna, as well as University Business Park in Łódź. The debt and LTV. The debt has been increased, the LTV as well. Both of them related to the expansion of our activities and acceleration as we planned. Regarding the LTV, merely by the fact that we invest cash into investment property, the ratio, due to the fact that it relies on net debt, the ratio arithmetically is increasing. However, it's still within our range, and we will continue to maintain it in that level. Finally, EPRA NAV has been increased in line with the increase in profit, and also the NAV per share corresponds to the profit per share as reported under IFRS. On the next page, the balance sheet, we can see the impact on the cash and cash equivalent. The decrease in cash is related to the investment activity. We are contemplating several investments. Some of them were done already in Q2. Some will be done, and we plan to deploy this cash as we announced when the cash was raised during the capital raise in October last year. Regarding the short-term and long-term finance, the increase in short and long-term debt was as a result of refinancing activities. We refinanced, we reduced the margin on certain loans, prolonged the maturity, and this work continues nowadays as well. On page 11, we present the debt maturity. Here we divide it into three categories. The first one are loans to be refinanced prior to maturity. In other words, the amounts are presented as debt maturity. However, we do not expect that we will need an impact or we need to finance them by cash. We do expect that they will be prolonged or revolved or restructured so that the servicing of this debt or I would say the repayment, the bullets, will be done through additional sources or external sources to the NOI. Regarding the bonds, these bonds are due. The first tranche will be due in about 1 year, and then there is the standard amortization of these bonds. And we will take care about that during this year to prepare resources and repay or revolve it. Other loans are amortized as per schedule from the NOI, and we feel quite comfortable and in control of the situation. Regarding the interest rate strategy or hedging strategy, here we are reaching our target already in Q1. Two-thirds, close to 70% is hedged, and this was our target. And thanks to that, we were able also to save certain interest rate. Going forward, as we borrow more, the interest rate, total financial cost will increase. However, we expect at the same time the NOI to increase. The coverage nowadays is 3.6. It's a very good coverage that we will endeavor to maintain. And the average rate of 3.4%, it's nowadays a good average given the fact that some of our projects are under construction, and not just in Poland, but also in more challenging countries such as Serbia. I move ahead to page number 13, where we describe the income statement. Over there, we can see that up to the line related to profit from revaluation, the numbers are give or take similar to the numbers that were in Q1. Profit from revaluation, 7 million versus 0 in Q1. This is related to Galeria Północna. And obviously, Galeria Północna is progressing, and on a quarter-by-quarter basis, as the project progresses, we will recognize value. Financial expenses, I mentioned already, there are savings of about 2 million versus Q1. Looking ahead on the presentation, cash flow statement on page 14. Over there, we can see the three major cash flow sources. Cash flow from operating activities amounted to 14 million, somewhat similar to Q1 2015. Cash flow from investment, here there's a big increase, 92 million versus 7 million positive, meaning divestment. So that's about 100 million versus Q1, but in absolute terms, we talk about a strong acceleration of investment related to purchase of real estate assets as well as investment in projects under construction. And side by side with the increase of the investment activities, we increase the financial activity. Proceeds from long-term borrowing amounted to 49 million. In the pipeline, we have additionally about 50 million loans that we expect to sign in the next couple of months. And we think that in terms of resources, we have sufficient resources to move ahead, to continue with the investment and improve the NAV of the company. That concludes this part of the presentation, and I will ask the operator to open the line for questions.
Thank you, sir. If you do have a question at this time, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Once again, it's star 1 to register your question and a hash or pound key to cancel. There will be a short silence to allow you to register for questions. Our first question comes from the line of Jacob Cantal. Please go ahead with your question, sir. Announce your company's name.
Hey, this is Jacob Cantal from Wood & Co. Thanks for the presentation. I would have just a couple of questions. First, with respect to the recently completed UBP in Lodz, I mean, with the anchor tenants already in, according to the presentation, I just wanted to ask where is the occupancy currently, and also if you could kindly give us a rough indication on where should we expect the average level of rents in the building. And also, I mean, is it fair to expect the contribution to rental income already in Q2 if the building has been finished in April, or will this be more gradual due to incentives, etc.?
Look, we completed the building in Q2, and the tenants were moving in. The total project, University Business Park, has now occupancy of close to 75%, and we are in active negotiations for the rest of the space, where there's a quite strong demand at the moment in Łódź. The rental rates in Łódź are at headline at about 12.5 euros, depending on the level in the building, up to 13. And the contribution of income will be seen in starting from the third quarter this year.
Perfect, understood. Thanks a lot. Then basically the cash currently stands just a touch below 120 million. And I want to ask, basically following the recent deals and also basically taking into account the anticipated refinancing of some of the acquisitions, how much is currently left for investment into standing assets and potentially relating to that? Have you seen any changes in the dynamics on the transaction market comparing to 2015 from your point of view?
Look, we are of course very active in sourcing deals all over our countries where we are active in, and we are working constantly in checking portfolios, and we will be able to announce hopefully also in the next, basically in this quarter, in Q2 2016, more acquisitions. We do have sufficient funds because we will refinance some of our acquisitions in the second quarter now, and this will generate another free cash of about 50 million, as Aris told before. So we are quite strong, and we have enough power to execute more acquisitions.
Fair enough, thank you. And finally, just with respect to the Warsaw malls, if you could give us an update on where do we stand with the building permit for Vilanov, and also, is there anything to report on the pre-leasing, or is this basically on hold, just waiting for the completion to be basically closer so you can achieve better rental rates?
On Vilanov, we made one more important step because last week we submitted again a full set of building permit documentation. We are still in a heavy discussion with the city of Warsaw about this 2,000 square meter limit, which they claim is valid for zoning, and we know it's not. We had a very strong support from several professors here from the universities in Warsaw and Gdansk, being experts in administrative law, giving us legal opinions. So the next, let's say, 1-2 months will give us a better view how the city will look at it. Of course, we are still in discussions with a lot of tenants, and pre-leasing in Vilanov is about 40%. And we are still signing term sheets for more. 40% is basically hard lease agreement signed, but we do have another 10-15% term sheets on top of that.
Understood. Thanks a lot for the answers. That's it for me. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have no questions at this point, sir. I can hand the conference back to you.
That concludes our conference. Thank you very much, everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect your lines.